Happy Cody Gapco Day, everyone. That came out of nowhere, didn't it? It is John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap. And last night, we got a wonderful Christmas gift in the shape of a very big Dutch forward. He's been linked for a while. He's obviously been covered extensively on the award-winning Gutter and also by the Merseyside journalist, one of which I'm going to speak to now. But we weren't necessarily expecting it to move so quickly. But we've got Neil Jones from Goal on this morning, and moved very quickly it did. And it looks like, I mean, he's on his way. It could be announced today.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, listen, there's a sort of a very modern saying, but when Liverpool say they're in for a player, you can take that as they've signed the player. You know, they don't really sort of tend to confirm stuff like that unless there's something to confirm. And he caught a lot of us out. I tell you, I was sitting in the press room at Villa Park, and I got a message off a friend of mine who said, "What's Virgil talking about in his post-match interview?" I think he did something with Amazon Prime where he said, "Hopefully we can welcome a few new footballers to our club." And so you sort of think, "Oh, okay." And then obviously within what, I think 5 minutes of that, it was looking like, yep, the deal's on. And by the time I think I got to the M6, it was PSV had put a statement out. So I think reassuringly old school, you would say, in terms of, you know, coming out of the blue. But I think one that Liverpool fans maybe didn't see coming, but I don't think they'll be too disappointed by it at all.
No, absolutely. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because we've been talking about midfielders for what feels like forever now, and it's been such the focus. And in the summer, you know, Jürgen was just asked about it all the time by people like us, by people like you, you know, midfield, what's going on? And then, so I think everyone expected the first big signing to be a midfielder, but, you know, over the last couple of weeks, it has become more and more clear that they are a forward light. And there's the Firmino contract situation as well, which, you know, could go either way. And I would argue you can make arguments either way for it as well. And so, you know, he's going to be much needed, isn't he? There's not, you know, we won't need to throw him in straight away or anything like that. But, you know, it is going to be someone who, you know, if we are to achieve what we wanted this season, you know, he's hopefully going to be a big part of.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it almost feels like I knew something was coming. I didn't. I have to say, I have to put that the hands up and say that. But I wrote something on the day of the game yesterday and said that Liverpool need two signings in January. And I believe that, still do.